Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You literally have a treasure map.
We have a treasure map.
Holy,
check it out.
Look at this place.
Yeah, there's something here, dude. There's something metal here for sure.
Hey, Josh, I got something, man.
What do you got?
Hey, this is what you call discovery.
I think this could be it.
Fire in the hole. I'd like to introduce you to a man named Henry Plummer and the story of a hidden fortune in Wild West gold that's still waiting to be found. The year is 1862. A major gold strike in the Montana Territory gives rise to boom towns and bandits. Enter Henry Plummer, a mine owner who gets himself elected sheriff and promises to bring law to a lawless land. But when the gold heists and gangs get worse, some begin to suspect that Plummer himself is the ringleader. Soon, a so-called vigilante committee is formed, and within weeks, they arrest Henry Plummer and drag him to the gallows. But before they can lynch him, legend says he tries to make a desperate bargain. If the townspeople will spare him and bring him a horse, he claims he can return in 2 hours with his weight in pure gold. The vigilantes decline the offer. And Plummer hangs. Ever since, stories of Plummer's hidden stash of gold have haunted the hills of southwestern Montana. But finally, there's new evidence and several promising breaks in the case. A successful modern-day gold prospector just gained the rights to search long-forgotten mines. A treasure hunter has other evidence that may lead to a watery hiding spot. And one man is retracing Plummer's own footsteps all the way to the lost fortune. After 150 years, Montana is getting a second gold rush, and I'm staking a claim. My name is Josh Gates.
Look at that!
With a degree in archaeology and a passion for exploration, I have a tendency to end up in some very strange situations.
This is horrible. This is officially horrible.
My travels have taken me to the ends of the earth.
Come on, back it up.
As I investigate the greatest legends in history.
We're good to fly. Let's go.
This is Expedition Unknown. Welcome to the West. Montana, to be exact. But 150 years ago, none of this was a state yet. It was all just a territory. But it was also the home of one of America's richest gold strikes.
And that's why, in the 1860s, thousands of people from all over the world rushed into this lawless land. Untold tons of gold were yanked from these hills, and I'm traveling the very same way it did, and on the very same road.
They used to call this Hell's Trail. Bands of armed thugs called road agents routinely held up stagecoaches carrying shipments of gold.
And according to legend, the ringleader of this group was none other than the local sheriff around these parts, a man named Henry Plummer.
This road leads to my first stop in the search for Plummer's hidden gold, the famous mining town of Virginia City, where I hope to find new clues to the mystery.
Well, in the year 1863, gold was discovered in the stream bed near here. It turned out to be the largest gold strike in Montana Territory, and seemingly overnight, thousands of people from around the world came here. Today, Virginia City is only home to about 120 people, but they're working hard to keep alive what was once one of the wildest towns in the West.
Along the main street of town, people are living and working much as they did over a century ago. In the well-preserved Gypsy Arcade, the old-fashioned player piano offers up a tune. And if you peek into the handcrafted mutoscopes, you can still watch the 19th century version of YouTube.
Wait a minute, Grandma?
There's even a scene depicting a stagecoach robbery from Plummer's time.
Entertainment was a lot simpler back then.
In the nearby general store, I think about a career change.
If you're looking for work, there are a few job openings here. They have an opening for a sheriff. Or, of course, you could be the town brothel inspector. I'm not saying which is a better job, but... This book will reveal 9 secrets to gold panning. Secret number 1, immerse the pan into the water.
My mission in town is to learn more about Henry Plummer and the legend of his gold. To do that, I put my head into the Bale of Hay Saloon. It's the oldest bar in Montana, run by a couple of friendly proprietors named Gay and Kay.
You two look very similar. Are you twins?
She's 59 minutes older than me.
I'll always be the older, wiser one.
I'm here in town because I'm investigating the story of Plummer's gold. What's the word on the street here in Virginia City about Henry Plummer?
Well, we thought he was a dirty sheriff who was stealing the gold from all the stagecoaches.
Yeah, he's the bad guy through and through.
Absolutely.
Henry Plummer comes from California, where he killed 2 men and briefly served time in San Quentin before being pardoned. In 1863, he's swept up in the Montana gold rush and uses his ample charm to get elected sheriff in the nearby town of Bannock. And if the stories are true, he sat in this very saloon to case potential robberies.
So we think that he was sending his henchmen in here, and they were getting all the stagecoach drivers drunk. And then he was finding out when they were transferring gold,
right.
And it was making it easy to steal the gold.
So Henry Plummer or his gang... They could have been sitting right where I'm sitting.
I'm positive of it.
Any question in your mind that he was the ringleader of all these robberies?
None.
No, I'm positive he was.
The twins aren't the only ones convinced of Plummer's guilt. They connect me with an expert in a nearby town where Plummer may have hidden his loot. It's an 80-mile drive from Virginia City to Bannock. Back then, it took a day to make the trip by horse, but I'm adding about 250 horses to the mix.
Bannock really is the heart of the Plummer story. This is the boomtown where he was elected sheriff in 1863 and where he ultimately met his demise.
As a town built on gold, Bannock was a wealthy place. Personally, I'm just looking forward to experiencing one of the swankiest towns in the West. Maybe people are sleeping in.
Hello!
In its heyday in the 1860s, Bannock was a rowdy and wealthy city. But times change, and today, Bannock is more ghost than town. Every step forward here carries me deeper into the past. I peer into the old buildings, many of which are perfectly preserved. The town hotel seems ready to receive guests, and the silent church waits patiently for a congregation. But I'm most interested in the old jail where Henry Plummer ruled as sheriff and was believed to have been the mastermind of a vicious gang of bandits. Legend says he can look up at the location of his stolen treasure from the window of the jailhouse, And later, as a vigilante gang drags Plummer to the town gallows, he claims that if they give him a horse, he can return with his weight in pure gold in 2 hours flat. It's the tentpole of the legend, but it's never been fully vetted, until now. I grab my finest Montana headgear from the truck and meet a guy named Darren Wedding by the old jail. Are you Darren?
Yeah, I'm Darren.
Nice to meet you, man. Darren is a treasure hunter who aims to put the Plummer legend to the test, literally.
So the question is, do you have an idea where Plummer's gold might be?
Yeah, I have a theory. He said he'd give me 2 hours, I'll bring you back my weight in gold.
Okay.
So which means he can't ride more than an hour there and an hour back.
Right, maximum.
Maximum.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, you're trying to establish a search grid.
Yeah, search grid. And then once we get it narrowed down, we can just really hit that area hard and maybe find where he put it.
Various historic sources claim that Plummer likely hid the gold underground, either in a mine shaft or a cave. But exactly where? That's what Darren's hoping to hone in on.
Let's do it, man.
All right, man, let's do it.
We load up the horses near the site of the old gallows. Then we do what Plummer would have done. Ride like our lives depend on it. We race out from Bannock to see how far our horses can carry us in an hour. Which means that for the next 60 minutes, I get to feel like an American outlaw.
That's 20 minutes, Darren!
We cross varied terrain, including chilly streams and rugged ridges that look unchanged in a century.
That's 40 minutes! Whoa, whoa, whoa! That's an hour. Okay, where are we?
Let's find out. I got a GPS here. Almost exactly 10 miles out of Bannock.
From the gallows, we've galloped 10 miles, which means we've established a 20-mile search diameter around the town.
Okay, so where in this 20-mile diameter do we look?
His best view from the jail would have been south or east, so it's going to be right over here in this area, and I've actually heard there's some caves up in there. Haven't really been explored.
And that falls inside the search grid?
That falls right inside the search grid.
So south and east?
South and east.
Our 20-mile diameter search area is further narrowed by areas that Plummer could have seen from the jailhouse, so we tie up the horses and head out on foot, looking for any signs of mines or caves.
Man, it's like a whole different world up here, though.
Yeah, it is. A lot of trees, more foresty for sure. You can hide anything up here.
Darren and I split up and search every nook and cranny in sight.
Don't see nothing in there.
But even with our experiment having narrowed the field, there's a lot of wilderness out here.
So much area to cover.
I got so excited at first when we said, oh, it's only a 20-mile diameter.
We search for hours in the afternoon light, but the mountain isn't giving up any secrets. Until we trip over a lead big enough to swallow us whole.
Oh, dude, look at this. Look at that.
I'm in the hills of southwestern Montana looking for the hiding place of Plummer's Gold, a fortune rumored to be concealed underground by a crooked sheriff in the 1860s. I'm working with treasure hunter Darren Wedding, and we've just discovered a cave in a promising search area.
Oh, dude, look at this. Look at that.
Oh, wow.
I mean, that is legit, right?
Yeah, that is.
I mean, that goes down way deeper than I thought.
Yeah, it does.
You can get us down?
Yeah.
And back up again?
Sure can.
Let's do it.
All right.
Luckily, Darren doesn't just hunt for treasure. He also rock climbs. So we unpack helmets, harnesses, and carabiners. Soon, we've got an anchor in place, and we're ready to lower ourselves into the unknown.
All right, let's do this.
The cave entrance is a long plunge straight down, so getting in will require a tricky rappel into complete darkness.
Looking good, man. How's it look down there?
It's getting pretty icy down here.
Just take it slow, man. No worries.
All righty.
You okay?
Yep, I got it, man.
You okay?
Slippery down there.
Darren, you down?
I made it down. It's looking great.
All right, man, I'm coming down.
Once Darren reaches the bottom, it's my turn.
Man, it's slippery as can be down here.
I was prepared to deal with just about anything in my search for Plummer's Gold.
I mean, this is just pure ice.
but subterranean snow was not something I had anticipated.
It's looking good.
Okay.
Whew. This place is incredible.
There's just so much going on down here.
Let's see what's down here, man. Look at how big this place is, dude.
It is a huge cave.
Oh my God. I mean, this room must be 30, 40 feet tall.
Now that we're down here, what's the plan?
I think the plan should be looking for any kind of evidence of people being down in here.
Uh-huh.
Just to see.
Yeah, anything man-made.
Yeah, anything man-made.
Okay.
And then I also have a metal detector with us.
Okay, cool. Well, looks like this may go back over here to the right.
Yeah.
And then at the end of this chamber, it definitely looks like it keeps going, yeah?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's get the detector up and...
Okay.
You check over there, I'll go back here.
All right, sounds good.
All right, come on.
Deep in the mountain, it should be simple for Darren's metal detector to register signs of the treasure. The challenge is that the caves are seemingly endless. The gold could be anywhere.
Hey, Josh, I got something, man!
What do you got?
I don't know what it is, but it's loading it out. It's right here.
Yeah, there's something here, dude. There's something metal here for sure.
There could be something hiding in there.
Look at that big old metal can.
It's been down here a long time.
Long time.
Nothing too fancy, but it's still fine.
Oh, but look, man,
yeah,
this is...
Someone's been here for sure.
It is super old. So now we know that folks were down here, and they were down here a long time ago. Question of the day. What's this doing down here?
Yeah, who was here and what were they doing?
We continue sweeping the cave, but it turns out this place is huge, and with just flashlights, we're lost in a maze of tunnels. But Darren has packed a state-of-the-art tool to give us an edge in the darkness.
Okay, that is the thing from Ghostbusters that catches ghosts, correct?
No, not quite. It's actually a handheld LiDAR unit. It's like a rangefinder on steroids. It shoots out 90,000 laser pulses per second.
I'm sorry, per second?
Per second. This thing is doing super accurate 3D mapping in real time.
This is honestly one of the coolest things I've ever seen. All right, let's see it work.
Darren flips a switch, and away we go. The device is silent. Honestly, if it wasn't for the spinny part, I wouldn't even know it was on. But for two long, cold hours, we trudge through the cave looking for clues and letting the LiDAR scanner do its thing.
Super muddy here, careful.
Oh, yeah.
When we're finished, the result is this. A fully rendered 3D map of the entire cave system. I'm astounded by the Bruce Wayne-level technology, but also how little of this place we were actually able to see with our own eyes.
Wow, that's cool.
It is so cool.
So this really shows us that there might be another passage over here that's worth exploring. That looks like it shoots off, yeah?
Yeah, it does. For sure. No, we haven't been there yet.
Okay. Let's go check that out.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. I love this thing. I'm definitely stealing it from you.
Yeah.
Our fingers are going numb from the frigid air as we venture back through the cave to a passage that we missed on our first sweep. In this new branch, we see rock formations unlike anything in the main tunnel.
Look at this. Just beautiful.
And then we see something else.
Oh, look at this. Writing.
This part of the cave is littered with historic graffiti. The fingerprints of old West explorers, or perhaps bandits, who ventured down in here a century ago. But why and how did they make it down here? We push deeper, though we've seen no sign of Plummer or his gold. But all that changes in an instant.
Look at this! Hey, look at this!
Deep underneath Montana, treasure hunter Darren Wedding and I are scouring for evidence that Old West Sheriff Henry Plummer used these caves as a hiding place for his cache of stolen gold. A high-tech scan has led us to a concealed chamber, and now we've found a literal sign that we might be in the right spot.
Look at this. Hey, look at this! Plummer.
1865.
Look at that.
I got some bad news here. This is 2 years after his death. He died in 1863, right?
Yeah.
And I think he had one M in his name, not two.
Yeah, it's just spelled with P-L-U-M-E-R.
Wrong spelling, wrong year.
Different plumber.
Different plumber, I guess, but what a crazy coincidence.
That is definitely really weird, man.
I mean, that's nuts, right? That's literally a million to one.
Even though the date isn't right, we continue to search the chamber. In the end, we found the name, but not the gold.
Let's head for the surface.
Still, we've performed the first ever 3D mapping of this remote cave, discovered historic writing, and given Darren a search area in which to keep looking. But what if not all of Plummer's stash made it to his final hiding spot? There's another treasure hunter in town who believes he's very close to finding the true hiding place of Plummer's gold. The next morning, I hook up with John Dixon, and, well, he's in a hurry to get where he's sure the gold is buried.
I like the way you travel, John. I like your style.
Yeah, you gotta have the right vehicle for it.
You got that, man.
John's chasing a new aspect of the Plummer legend. Recently unearthed historical documents indicate that three members of Plummer's gang buried their share of the gold in tin cans near the shoreline of a local lake and marked the spot by making four clearings in the sagebrush. But when one of them turned on the other two, they shot him and buried him right on top of the gold. Not long after, the two remaining thieves were brought to justice, leaving nobody to retrieve the hidden treasure. Based on the accounts which mention a nearby canyon and sagebrush along the southern edge of a lake, John believes this is the place in question. The only one within 10 miles of Bannock that fits the profile and could contain the treasure.
We made it.
All right. Well, fun's over, now the work begins.
John and I unload the ATV, which is filled with treasure hunting gear, most of which is familiar. But there's one piece of equipment that I have never seen before.
Okay, so what are we using? We've got a standard metal detector.
Correct. Yep. And then I have a molecular resonator.
What now?
It's a molecular resonator.
And that is to shrink people down to ant size. Is that correct?
Right. No, that's not the concept of what this one does.
It turns out I don't know what a molecular resonator is.
Right. Okay. Let me show you.
Okay.
Let me show you.
John claims, and let me stress, this is all John, that the resonator is tuned to the frequency of gold. By placing the stakes in the ground, he sends out a signal that's picked up by brass divining rods. When the rods move in your hands, well, that's your trail to follow.
Now, I don't want to say that I doubt you.
Right.
But that sounds like a lot of... are you telling me that this works?
Yes.
If it finds gold, I'm in. Let's do it.
You bet. All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
Sounds good.
We walk the clearing with the divining rods until they actually begin to cross in John's hands. Wherever they do, we place a flag to mark the trail.
See? And they start crossing again.
Uh-huh. So right here.
So right in here.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Can I try this?
Absolutely.
Since I don't really think this works anyway, I might as well make it not work myself.
They really... I'm not doing that. I'm not doing any of this. Magic is real. Ghosts exist. UFOs are everywhere. My whole world just came unhinged. These things work.
After half an hour in the clearing, a pattern actually emerges.
I mean, it's a perfect line, and it is literally pointing straight to that sagebrush.
Following the trail of flags with metal detectors, we find ourselves at the shoreline of the lake. That doesn't mean John is through looking. He has a secret weapon he wants to use to keep going.
I've been dying to ask you, what is this thing?
All right, this is a 3-inch suction dredge. So the dredge is going to be used in the water. The lake itself, the shoreline, may not be in the same spot it was 150 years ago. What's underwater now may have been dry land then.
Okay.
So yeah, we take the dredge and we use it to excavate just offshore. This is the foot valve.
Uh-huh.
Which you'll need to put in the water in order to prime the pump.
When you say you'll need to put in the water, I'm going in?
Well, yeah, I thought that's what you wanted to do, of course.
I just wanted to find gold.
I'll direct you and kind of help you find the spot that we need.
Oh, that's good of you, yeah.
I wade into the lake, which is colder than it looks.
Hi! That's warm.
It's actually colder than Norway looks. The suction dredge is an underwater vacuum that filters away mud and catches heavier objects in a box at the back.
She's alive! Like a tin can full of gold nuggets, I'm hoping.
All right, Josh, how's it going? How's it going? It's going great, John, it's going great. Quick update, this is horrible. I gotta say, John, the molecular thing was a lot more fun. You're doing good. Yeah. Let you come over here, try to show me some of the...
Finally, after feeling the mud creep into places where you do not want mud, I take a break to see if this is getting us anything.
What do we got here?
Oh, it looks like leverite.
What is leverite?
Leverite is you leave it right where you found it because it isn't worth anything.
Okay, I see. I see what you did there. All right, okay. Moving on.
So, state of affairs, what do we got in here?
Well, it looks like we mostly got gravel. You know, okay. We've been working right down where we've got our hit, but I think we need to go a little bit deeper.
Deeper?
Deeper.
How does that work?
I had to ask. Armed with a breathing mask called a hookah, which right around now I'm wishing was filled with opium, I decide to get really uncomfortable and go down to scour the lake bottom. I operate the vacuum in 50-degree water without a wetsuit, and while I can't see much, I do have a permanent ice cream headache that's drilling into my skull. Finally, after thoroughly scrubbing the shallows, I head topside to see the results.
Bigger rocks back here. What's that made of?
Looks like it's got a little bit of quartz on it here.
Nothing much happening there.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, what's that?
What is that?
That's shining.
Wow, what do you got?
It's shiny and it's heavy.
I'm freezing my butt off in a Montana lake on the hunt for plumber's gold. 150 years ago, a shootout among gold thieves allegedly took place here, and we're dredging the shoreline in search of the loot.
Oh, wait, what is that? What is that? That's shining. Oh, what is that?
Wow.
It's not gold.
You see that? Yeah.
What is that?
No, you know what that is? Lead. That's a lead shot from a pistol, a mini ball.
That's from a pistol?
Yes.
That is insane. How old do you think that is?
Probably about the 1800s, somewhere around that era.
That's completely crazy.
Falls in line with what we were detecting. Like we said, this could have been dry land here.
Right.
There was a gunfight here.
And who knows, maybe Plumber's gang.
That could have been from their gun.
I obviously would love to have found gold out here, but I'll tell you what, man, this is a start.
That's it.
Today, a bullet, maybe tomorrow, the gold.
Definitely leads us in the right direction.
If you find the mother load up here, you give me a call, yeah?
I'll sure do that.
Hey. I really appreciate
it. Thank you. Appreciate
it. And this is yours.
All right.
So far, I've retraced Plummer's journey with one treasure hunter and discovered evidence of a shootout with another. Now, I'm driving through Big Sky Country to meet Rob Towner, a real-life 21st century gold prospector with a long and distinguished resume of mining gold less than an hour's ride from the Bannock Gallows.
So why here? Why are you interested in this spot?
We're standing right on the edge of the Dakota Lode. The Dakota Lode was the richest mine in this entire area.
So this is gold country?
This is gold country. This is what you call the mother lode.
When did you start mining in there originally?
In 1986.
What'd you pull out of it?
In 88, we got 1,700 ounces right here.
Right here?
Right here.
Worth about how much?
Well, today, probably well over $2 million.
I'm in the wrong business.
Yeah.
I like that it's that easy. Yes, you are.
Yeah.
But Rob hasn't excavated the area under our feet, an old mining claim that might just be the jackpot.
From the research that I've done, this mine was in the time of Henry Plummer. And in the courthouse, there's records with his name tied to the Dakota Lode. His signature is right there. Plummer was here, and this would have been an ideal spot for him to hide his gold in one of these shafts. And they've all been explored, except for this one. I've been waiting for years to get permission to come up here, and now I got it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Are you kidding?
Let's do it.
I'm ready.
This is an unprecedented opportunity to explore a long-sealed mine, once associated with Henry Plummer. We hike down to a deep gully, where we meet Rob's associate, Bobby, a mining engineer who's here to help Rob reopen the mine shaft.
Nice to meet you.
Josh, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, Josh, this is it.
This is it.
I'm not an expert, but I do not see a mine.
You've got to look through the eyes of a miner.
Okay, and what would I see?
Hey, Bobby, do you got that map?
Map, yep. We got a map here.
150 years ago, this was an open shaft, and we're going to try to find where the opening of this shaft that goes inside to all these old workings. There's a maze of workings that go in through here.
Rob's been basing his research on a historic survey map that's over 150 years old.
And you're saying all of this is inside the hill?
This is inside the hill. And we're going to get inside there and find out if this is for real or not.
I mean, you literally have a treasure map.
We have a treasure map.
How do we get to it?
Well, that's what we got Bobby here for.
We're going to do some probing here.
All right.
See if we can locate where the opening is on the other side of this. And if we do find the old shaft, we can put a charge in there and try to get some of this overburden out of the way.
And when you say a charge, you mean an explosive?
Absolutely. Mining explosive.
You didn't tell me we were going to blow up.
I can't tell you everything.
Now we're talking.
Yes, we're going to have some fun.
Oh, I like this. All right. So let's get into it, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
just start digging.
Grabbing our tools, we start to probe the hillside. After 2 hours under a blazing sun, frankly, it starts to feel like a wild goose chase.
Got it. Got it.
You got it?
Something just gave in right there.
Oh, yeah. That's collapsed right there. Going down into something. Ooh. Oh, right there, Josh. Whew. What do you think, Rob?
Let's blow this son of a up, huh? I'm ready. Come on.
Love this guy.
Even though we're casually talking about blowing stuff up, this actually requires a lot of precision. Bobby determines the exact amount of explosive to use and places it specifically in the one spot where the blast will open the mine without causing it to collapse again. Once the charges are set, we hike back to a nice safe distance from the mine, and then the moment of truth.
Here we go. Fire in the hole!
Near the mother lode of Montana's Gold Rush country, prospector Rob Towner has a theory that Plummer's infamous stolen fortune is hidden in a mine only a few feet below us. Rob's solution? It's as simple as 3, 2, 1.
Fire in the hole!
That was a good one! Heads up! Here we go.
Guys, we might have been a little close!
No, it's just clods. Dirt, don't worry about it.
Rock.
When the dust settles, we go to look into our newly opened mine shaft, which isn't quite open yet.
Well, everything we blew out, a bunch more fell on top of it.
Yeah.
That's pretty much the way that went.
We tried dynamite. Now for the mining equivalent of a scalpel. A backhoe to scrape away the last tons of earth separating us from what is hopefully Henry Plummer's secret stash of gold.
Gotta be getting close. It's on the right angle here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Holy shit, I think we hit the son of a...
You got it?
Come on, check it out. Holy Josh.
There,
Bobby,
right there,
look,
yeah?
Look at this.
Hold on, back up.
There's a big crack right there. Look at that. Ha ha! This son of a hasn't been open in 100 years. Ha ha!
You're close, buddy.
Woo-hoo! Hee-hee!
Look at that.
Look at that.
There's a mine down there.
Yeah. Look at that, Josh. Woo!
Hey. Nice work, dude.
This is what you call discovery.
We don't want to waste any time. As soon as we've checked to make sure the opening will hold, Rob and I venture into the mine.
Josh, can you believe this? Look at this. Check it out.
Look at this place.
You're seeing a place that nobody has laid eyes on for a century. And there's a potent feeling of possibility and danger as we move deeper inside.
Look how far back it goes.
What a great place to hide something.
Oh, for sure.
Plummer wasn't just a sheriff. He was a mine owner. His name is on the Dakota Lode. He was part of it.
Right.
And this tunnel is part of what he owned.
What a great place to hide your gold.
Right.
This is where I'd look.
Okay, I'm totally convinced now. Let's go get Rich. Come on.
We keep going, but as we travel through the mine, a sobering thought occurs to me.
It's like a maze down here.
Are you remembering where we are?
Yeah, kinda.
Kinda. Okay. I mean, it's really easy to get turned around.
I have been lost underground before.
It is now one of those times?
Well, you know, it wouldn't take much longer.
Okay, good. Good to know.
Instead of leaving a trail of breadcrumbs to find our way home, we have glow sticks, which is the first time I've ever seen them used for anything productive. Soon, we begin to see signs that this was once an active operation. There are old rail tracks everywhere, and the passages here just keep going, give or take the occasional dead end.
End of the line in this tunnel.
We've been underground for hours when it suddenly occurs to us that, even though we haven't found Plummer's treasure yet, we may be surrounded by the raw material. This place looks like it could still have unmined gold.
What's this?
Ooh, this is where you find the gold at.
What is this stuff?
This is limonite, Josh.
Limonite.
And that's what carries the gold-bearing solutions that enrich this whole Bannock area.
So where you find this, you find gold?
Usually you always find gold where you find this limonite.
We begin scraping at the walls, and soon I understand how people get so caught up in this. I feel a primal need to keep searching. Perhaps it's this feeling that drove Henry Plummer to commit the heinous act of which he was accused. Either way, I just really want to find some gold.
That is limonite there. That's shiny under it. You see that behind it? Behind the quartz there?
Wow.
That?
Yep, I see.
That's kind of glinty.
Something there, Rob. It's shiny.
Yeah, I think this could be it.
Is that limonite?
Look at that. That's gold.
Whoa.
I think you got a piece of gold there.
Shut up.
I think it is. Josh, it is.
That's gold?
Yep.
That's gold?
That's real gold. You just found some gold. Some real gold.
Are you
kidding me? I'm telling you, that's gold.
That's it?
Yeah.
I quit the show. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed it. How much is this worth?
$100.
Okay, I'm gonna still be hosting next week. I'll still be here. Well, no sign of Plummer's treasure down here. This is certainly not a man's weight in gold.
No.
But I'll tell you what.
It's a start.
It's a great start.
Yeah, it's a great start.
Well, let's keep looking, yeah?
I got my knife. I want to dig some more.
Yeah, so that all came right out of here.
Your eyes are better than mine.
Okay, I'm going in. Give me a light.
And that's how Rob and I spend the night, deep underground with a full-blown case of gold fever. By the light of a new day, I've got a few more flakes of gold in my pocket and one last stop on my expedition. A historian has come forward with an explanation for why no one in the last 150 years has brought home the prize. To hear his solution to the Plummer puzzle, I go to the nearby Beaverhead County Museum in the town of Dillon, where mining records going all the way back to Henry Plummer's day are curated by Mark Weber.
I am really excited to see what you've got to show me.
Yeah, well, I got to show you this book. This is an incredible volume that's been hidden for a long time. A lot of historians don't know about it.
And where does it come from?
It comes from the county records. It's a collection of records of different things that the sheriff would have done, of different deeds that were recorded.
What year are we in here?
1863 to 1865.
Wow, and these are all original pages, handwritten. Right.
The documents not only refer to Plummer by name, but they also mention the vigilantes, the citizens of Bannock that banded together, accused Plummer of masterminding the local robberies, and dragged him to his execution.
One of the really shocking things that the historical record reveals is that there is a motivation for the vigilantes, and the motivation is that they can get the property of those that they hang.
Wait a minute. So you're saying that the vigilantes as a group, when they hang somebody, they get their stuff?
Yeah, they get their stuff.
That seems like a crazy, dangerous system.
So far from being the righteous agents of justice, the vigilantes were seizing the property of their victims, making the line between them and the local bandits a blurry one indeed.
What we're looking at here is Henry Plummer owned the Dakota Mine, and he gave half of that mine to his good friend Chrisman. As it turns out, Chrisman was a vigilante.
The documents show that Plummer signed over part of his lucrative stake in the local mine to one of his friends, or so he thought.
Plummer's thinking Chrisman is a good friend of his. No.
So he signs it over to one of the vigilantes, and then not too long after, the vigilantes hang Plummer.
Right.
Very suspicious timing.
Yes, it is.
By arresting Plummer, his supposed friend and the rest of the citizen vigilantes could have taken complete control of his holdings and hanged him without so much as a trial.
This is incredible because it takes this story and turns it entirely on its head. I mean, it may be that every element of this we've been looking at the wrong way.
Absolutely.
If Plummer was killed for his gold claims and not for his crimes, then he may have hanged as an innocent man.
If Plummer's innocent, do you think there's no gold up in them there hills, as it were?
No, I think there may be gold up there, and there was a lot of gold taken out of the mines.
Right.
But it's not Henry Plummer's.
So why do you think everyone is so convinced that Plummer's the bad guy in all this?
Well, they're convinced because that's what all the books say. But unfortunately, history is told by those who survive, not right. those who are hanged.
Was Henry Plummer really innocent of the crimes for which he was hanged? Was his promise to return with his weight in gold the last act of a desperate but honorable man? We may never know for sure, but the many highway robberies around Bannock were real, and a fortune in gold was never recovered. And as I've galloped across the pages of Plummer's story, I've discovered the unknown in hidden caverns where lasers are creating a 21st century map of natural treasures. The chilly waters have yielded up evidence of bygone ballistics, clues that link us to Plummer's legend. And I even got to blow stuff up.
Fire in the hole!
Helping to rediscover a lost tunnel to the past that's still lined with riches.
You just found some gold.
As for Plummer the man, he remains just out of reach. A character who gave rise to a mystery and inspired a legendary treasure hunt for the ages.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.